Puberty Blues, written by Kathy Lett and Gabrielle Carey, and read by Rebecca McCauley. When we were 13, the coolest things to do were the things your parents wouldn't let you do. Things like have sex, smoke cigarettes, nick off from school, go to the drive-in, take drugs, and go to the beach. The beach was the centre of our world. Rain, snow, hail, a 2-hour wait at the bus stop, all being grounded, nothing could keep us from the surf. Us little surfy chicks, chirping our way down on the train. Hundreds of us in little white shirts, short sleeve jumpers, thongs and straight leg Levi's covering little black bikinis. We flocked to the beach. Cheap, cheap. There were 3 main sections of Cronulla Beach: South Cronulla, North Cronulla and Green Hills. Everyone was trying to make it to Green Hills. That's where the top surfy gang hung out. The prettiest girls from school and the best surfies on the beach. The bad surfboard riders on their L plates, the Italian family groups and the uncool kids from Bankstown, Bankies, swarmed to South Cronulla, dickhead land. That's where it all began. We were dickheads. If you were lucky, your boyfriend would meet you at the station, but usually it was a half-day search through blonde-headed, denim-legged, cigarette-smoking surfboard riders, searching for your Greg, your Wayne, your Bruce, whoever you happened to be going around with at the time. I was going around with Greg. I'd met him at South Cronulla. He was my first ever surfy boyfriend. He couldn't surf, but he was better than a banky. He may have had a red cool light, but he'd stuck a fin in it. Sue had her eye on Daryl. He was Greg's best friend. Sue was mine. Off went the boys into the big blue sea. Sue and I sat there on the sand. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Warming up the towel, folding his clothes into neat little piles, fetching the banana fritters and chocolate thick shakes, and watching him chuck endless re-entries.
Did you see me, Neil?
Yeah, it was great.
I got this really good one, and I looked up and you weren't looking.
I was. I saw you. I did.
Where's the fritters?
Here. By this time, Sue and I were starving too, but we couldn't eat anything. Skinniness was inniness. Girls never ate in front of their boyfriends. It was unladylike to open your mouth and shove something in it. We were also busting to go to the dunny, but that was too rude for girls. Our stomachs rumbled and our bladders burst. It was a great day at the beach.